Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 96. This episode is brought to you by... Welcome to the show, friends and conquerors. I'm glad that you're here because we are discussing five things you can do to create a life you love. We all want that transformed life. We want it in the past tense, like we've already done it. But there are certain things that we must do in order for us to be at a position to create a life we love, to create a life of significance, to create a life of impact, to create a life of pleasure that you are really enjoying what you are doing. All right, let's get right into it. Number one, you have to get rid of this pattern of saying you can't. Why you can't create the life of your dreams, why you can't create a life you love. Maybe because you don't have enough money. Maybe because you don't have enough time. Maybe because you don't have the right people around you. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You need to get rid of these words. You need to totally erase them from your vocabulary, because what you need to really do is know why. Why you want to pursue that kind of life. Why do you want to create this life? What do you have to gain from it? Because if you keep telling yourself a thousand reasons why you cannot do it, then you will never get there. You'll be going around in circle wondering why you're not seeing any changes in your life. You're not seeing any changes because you're blocking the changes. You're saying to yourself, there's no way you can get it done. Right? So get rid of why you can't. Because you can. What happened is we tend to tell ourselves these stories that doesn't align with the life we want to create. Maybe it's a victim story. Maybe it's a story of the past. Or maybe it's a story about your low self-esteem and low self-worth. And it's a story about how your parents didn't do this, didn't do that. If we want to create a life of impact, a life of significance, a life that we love, a purposeful life, we have to tell ourselves a different story. A story that is inspiring, a story that is motivating, a story that will take you to the next level, up, not down, right? So our story has to match the life we want to create, the energy of that life we want to create. But if it's totally opposite, it's going to take you in the other direction. And we don't want to go in the other direction. We want to go up. We want to pursue momentum. We want to pursue progress. We want to pursue purpose. We want to pursue joy. We want to pursue that positive change that will allow us to really make an impact. That impact that we alone can make. So if you're telling yourself a story that is not aligned with what you want to do, what you want to create, then you need to sit down, reflect upon that story you've been telling yourself and change it. And start telling yourself a different story. Because once we know why we want to do certain things, we are empowered to continue. But if your why doesn't stick, then guess what? Your result is not going to happen. It is not going to happen. Number two. Let go of all the excuses. This is an extension of number one, right? The why you can't. Because we have the tendency to create a list of unbelievable excuses, okay, that really gets in the way of us doing everything that we're supposed to do. I am scared. I don't feel like I know enough. I don't have the right support. I don't have money. I don't have time. All of these things are excuses. When you have a strong why and you know exactly what you want to create, nothing is going to stop you. Because all the excuses do is prevent you from reaching that life, from experiencing all that you need to experience along the way. Because you're not taking a chance. You're not stepping out. You're not showing up. So you're blocking yourself from success. You're sabotaging yourself. And that's what excuses do. Okay? Excuses are going to make you give up on yourself. You're going to start and then you're going to stop. And then you're not going to have that momentum and progress that you need because you keep pulling yourself back. So get rid of all the excuses. As a matter of fact, write them down. Write them down because you need to be clear of what they are. You need to be aware of exactly what's holding you back. Write them down. In what areas of your life do you make excuses? And how are you going to take these excuses and turn them into power statements so that you can take your life to the next level? Whether that's your health, okay, whether that's your money, whether that's your content creation, whether that's your business, whatever it is that you're working on, get rid of all the excuses. Make them clear and then write a power statement down so that you can see yourself at a different level. Number three, toxic people. Toxic people are very key to whether or not you're going to make it to that level you're seeking. Because if you are around toxic people, all they can see it are the negatives. All they can see is all the criticism. All they can see is everything that's not going to work. All they can see is that you're not doing it right. You're not saying it right. You're not looking right. Something's wrong. The scholar, you know, there's nothing wrong with constructive criticism, but you know when somebody's trying to help you versus somebody is trying to put you down. Each and every one of us, we need that one cheerleader, that one mentor, that one person that will cheer us on no matter what. When we're up, when we're down, we can depend on that person. So if the people around you are not doing that for you, you need to find a way to find it somewhere else. Get yourself out if you can, because your progress is going to be limited if you keep yourself around those people. Find people who are actually going somewhere, who are actually doing things, who are growing and changing and are inspired and motivated to take daily action. And find that community to engage yourself in. Because if you don't, you're just gonna stay there. And it's not gonna be any changes you can be proud of. Okay, number four, along with toxic people, you may have some toxic vices, some situation. What is really keeping you in your comfort zone? You know, sometimes we may be too comfortable. We don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to lose this and we don't want to lose that. And because we're comfortable, that prevents us from actually making progress. So what are the vices? What are the things that are keeping you in your comfort zone? In order for you to achieve greatness, you have to kill that. You have to get rid of it. That's how you will transform your life. Is by really stepping to those comfort zones and do something about it. And you might know what it is. You know, you should know what it is. And if you don't know, you need to find out what is it that always gets in the way of you really changing your life, of you creating new habits, of you doing hard work so that you can get the changes you desire. And number five, keep the promises you make to yourself. Ooh, women, we are so bad at keeping promises to ourselves because we want to take care of everybody else and we want to drop every promise that we've made to ourselves to help somebody else. It's almost like we're saying we are not as important as the next person. Because when we make a promise to someone, we cherish it, we respect it, and we follow through because we don't want them to look at us differently. But we allow ourselves to look ourselves differently, to look at us differently, because we're saying that we don't respect ourselves. We don't honor ourselves. Okay, we don't care if we let ourselves down. So be quick to keep your promises, because it's also important to you as well. Because if you don't keep the promises you make to yourself, you will not follow through when you're tired. You're not going to follow through when you're uncomfortable. You're not going to follow through when you're under pressure. You're not going to follow through and be able to say no when people are bombarding you with requests and you feel like you have to be everything to everybody. If you want to design that life you really love, that life of purpose, that life of significance, and that life of impact, you have to do these five things here. Your next step is to choose one of the fives to get started. I want you to go through the entire list one by one and figure out how you can position yourself to create a life you love, a life of purpose, significance, and impact. Okay? I want you to know that you are unstoppable, and anything and everything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know who will benefit from it. And one of the best ways to really support this podcast is to leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. Go to Apple Podcasts and put the title of the show and leave us a review and leave us a 5-star rating. This will allow other people to find the podcast and for us to keep growing and impacting many, many lives. Also, please follow us at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show.